Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 35 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Total Surrender to His Ways. Isaiah 55:8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Matthew Henry said, "As promised deliverances must be expected in God's way, so they must be expected in His time." Our text today is Joshua 6, verses 12 through 14. "Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And the seven priests, bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord walked on. And they blew the trumpets continually. And the armed men were walking before them, and the rear guard was walking after the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets blew continually. And the second day they marched around the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did for 6 days." When you yield to God, it requires total surrender. This means that God doesn't do it your way. He does it His way. You've heard it said, God works in mysterious ways. Don't miss the meaning behind mysterious ways. He works in ways where only He gets the glory. Often, we miss the miraculous because we pick our predictable plan over His mysterious method. There is no miracle needed if you can do it in your power. We place our faith in a God who can turn our impossible situation into His next miracle. The Battle of Jericho, recorded in Joshua 6, is another example of His miraculous power. The miracle of Jericho walls coming down begins with a commitment to God's divine plan. The armed men were to march around the city once a day for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, they were to march around it 7 times. After the seventh time on the seventh day, the priests were to blow their trumpets. All the people were to then shout, and then the walls were to come tumbling down. What a plan! The purpose of this plan wasn't to impress the Canaanites, but to teach the Israelites. God made them walk around those walls to convince them that there was no hope of conquering Jericho by human strength or strategy. He wanted the Israelites to know they had no hope except in their commander of the army of the Lord. Their total trust had to be in His power. You may be going through a battle in your life that seems completely hopeless. Perhaps you feel that you are marching around the walls of Jericho again and again. It seems like you are accomplishing nothing, and you are wondering if there is any point in going on. Maybe God is trying to teach you the same lesson He taught the Israelites. He wants you to understand that your only hope is in Him. He may be wanting for you to admit that this Jericho in your life is too powerful for you. But no enemy is too powerful for God. No wall is so strong that He can't level it with just a shout. No wall is too high that He can't bring it down with just a hallelujah. He is waiting for you to turn to Him and say, "I trust you to topple these walls. I can do nothing in my own strength. My only hope is in you." And that total trust in Him must be displayed when everything He is telling you seems irrational. Try to view the situation as a soldier in Israel's army. What would you be thinking when you heard the plan for battle? There are going to be challenges that God calls you to perform that will probably seem every bit as irrational. You can't understand why God would choose to do it this way. Why has God placed you in a job you hate, with a boss who mistreats you, with coworkers who are cruel to you? Why has God placed you in a classroom with an atheist professor who daily ridicules your faith? Why is your family so dysfunctional? And why should you stay committed to people who don't seem to care? Why has God allowed your business or ministry to fail? Didn't He promise you a victorious life? Why must you walk around this problem for days? Sometimes His plans for your life seem to make no sense. God said, "Do it this way," and Joshua did. Joshua put his trust in God's wisdom, not human reasoning, He obeyed his commander, and the walls came down. Put your trust in his power and his plan, and don't forget to give him all the credit when the walls come crashing down. When he sends down the solution to your problem, make sure the shouts of praise go back up to him. Here are some questions to consider. What areas of your situation seem the most hopeless? Why is total surrender to his ways so difficult? What is God telling you to do right now in your situation? What attributes of God can you focus on to give you complete confidence in his power over your problem? Pray with me. Lord, give us the faith to trust your plan even when it seems irrational to us, and show us your love as we seek to execute your designs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.